You guys have been very good to me, starting with that. I mean, I've been doing the show
from the very
since
beginning.
Clerks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Since I moved out here and we've been doing events. Yep. Anytime I come out here, it's instant success. Man, more people than previously knew I even made movies before.
Well, the K-Rock audience is, they're in sync with what you're doing. That's for sure.
That's pretty darn sweet.
And, yeah, this thing is new to us here on the West Coast, but tell us about Volgerthon. Apparently it's something you've been doing in New Jersey for a while.
It's this, Volgerthon is this mini film festival that we do that's primarily made up of movies that we've made. So the first year we did it, there was we programmed Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, and then two of these smaller movies that we produced. One was called A Better Place. The other was called Drawing Flies.
Mm-hmm.
So we rent out a movie theater, and we just run a day of films. And after each film, we do Q&A, and people that directed the movie show up or people that are in the movie show up.
Oh, that's cool.
So for years, we've done them in New Jersey, in Red Bank, you know, where everything's kind of based back home. But I moved out here a couple of years ago, and people have been clamoring for us to do it out here. So we're renting out the Cinerama Dome, and we're doing it on March 28th.
Very cool. So you're going to spend the whole day from 10 a.m. to midnight showing a bunch of different movies.
Pretty
and
much,
a bunch
yeah.
of Q&A directors. You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there. And also, and we haven't announced what the lineup's going to be because we're trying to keep it quiet
right.
and keep like the press out of it, which of course is why I'm here on the radio.
That's good. That's a good way to do it.
It's a good way to keep things quiet.
Yeah.
But since we're out here, like, you know, this is where pretty much everyone in the cast of those movies, any movies I've been involved with, live now. So we're probably going to get way better guests than we used to get in Jersey because it used to be a pain in the ass to get like Jason Lee to schlep down to New Jersey.
I'm sure, yeah.
But out here, you know, I could just wake up and roll out of bed.
Can I make a request? I don't know what your plans are for the lineup, but if you could get Racing Stripes, that would be the one really that I
program the talking, Racing Stripes,
yeah. The Talking Zebra movie, and then have Frankie Muniz come in and talk about his motivation for doing the voice of the zebra.
That'd be phenomenal. Mercifully, we only program flicks that I've been involved with.
It is the Volgerthon, though. So.
Since I didn't even see Racing Stripes, yeah. I don't know if I can pull that one off.
Yeah, that's
the Cinerama Dome. That's quite a rental right there for a theater.
You know, it is, and it was one of these things that we were trying to hold it in Westwood because we have the stash in Westwood.
Right.
So we were going to make, you know, the stash the pickup place for the tickets and then just rent one of those theaters. But renting a movie theater in Westwood is so insanely impossible.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's you have no idea how, like, we tried to play ball. And we didn't even want a weekend. We were like, hey, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's
right.
fine. And it was just nearly impossible. And then somebody,
you mean expensive? Is that what you mean?
Not even expensive. Like, they just didn't want to help out. They were just like, well, we don't normally do this kind of thing.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, look, we'll pay. It doesn't matter. It's just give us a day where it's slow.
Right.
So somebody suggested, like, on a fluke, they were just like, what about the Arclight? I'm like, the Arclight. You could never get the Arclight.
All right.
We called up the Arclight, and they're like, yeah, what do you want to rent? One of the theaters or the dome? And I was like, the dome?
We'll take the Enormo Dome, please.
And it's not, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not expensive either.
Plus, it's the freaking Cinerama Dome.
It's the Dome. It's one of the most famous movie theaters in the world.
Exactly.
And some of the movies we're going to be showing have never even seen a movie screen, let alone that movie
right.
screen. And I don't think any of the movies I've ever made have ever screened at the Dome, so
right.
we're just ecstatic.
Plus, the Arclight has a bar right there
you
in the theater.
You can drink. You can totally blitz and watch our flicks.
What is better than that?
And there's a back alley in case you want to get high.
Now that's a
perfect
tip.
Venue.
It couldn't be better than this.
All right, so if you're a film geek, this is your day because 10 to midnight, and it's going to be Monday, March the 28th at the Arclight in Hollywood. And, of course, tickets are going on sale today.
Tickets
so
go
that's
on
why
sale
that's why you're here.
Today, that's why I'm here pimping. Because we're selling them only through our website. You go to www.viewaskew.com and go to the online store, and that's where you buy the tickets.
V-I-E-W-A-S-K-E-W.
You know, it never occurs to me to spell
you know
it. Something.
Yeah,
you know your audience.
That's right.
It's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Will you be able to do day ofs at the Arclight? Will you be able to walk up maybe and get
the
tickets?
At that point, we hope to
it'll be sold out.
Well, I mean, let's hope so. This is the thing. Every time we do one of these events, I'm like, God, I hope people show up. But we just like announced a Q&A that we were doing over in London in March, and we sold out in a day and a half.
Your Q&A's are so huge.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been lucky with
you've got
that.
A rabid fan base.
This one's trickier because it's like, you know, it's $75 a ticket, which
right.
is kind of pricey, but, you know, that the dome kind of.
But it's 10 a.m. to midnight at
you know,
the dome.
If you break it down, it's like $15 a movie. So I feel okay about it. We're certainly not, like, you know, raping people for money.
So you're going to be there, and also directors and stars of these different movies?
People in the different flicks, and we're also going to be shooting some of the Q&As, because you've got 850 people there. We're going to be shooting some of the Q&As for use on later DVDs.
great.
Which is pretty darn sweet. Yeah.
That is cool.
All right. You know, I was on my way. Thank you for having me at such short notice, because I was just going to call in. Mm-hmm. I was on my way. I dropped my mother off at the airport. And so I was swinging by, and I said, can I just pop in?
She said, can I just stop by? And we were like, yeah, sure.
It was just popping, wasn't it? And I was like, I guess you can come.
You're always welcome, of course.
You're like Bob Hope in the old Carson show.
You just walk out, the audience goes crazy.
I had a golf club with me. But I brought my kid took the ride with me, and so I was trying to explain radio to her on the way back from the airport. And showing her the towers and stuff. Not well.
Yeah.
Not very well.
Well, we don't understand how it works. How are you going to try and explain it to her?
Basically, it comes down to magic, right?
Yeah.
Wizards and fairies that make this thing kind of pan out.
More fairies than wizards, actually.
Pretty much. Just being LA, yeah. I'd agree with that. But I keep trying to tell her, like, this is the, you know, the chance for her to say hi, Mom. So can she say hi,
sure,
Mom?
Sure, of course.
You say
go
hi,
ahead,
Mom.
I don't know if she has
Harley, you want to say hi to Mom?
Nope.
No? You don't like your mom, do you?
That terrifying. Just, you know, she's sitting there going, oh, please say it. Please say it.
Hi, Mom.
There you go.
Look at that. Radio debut. Phenomenal.
The Vulgarthon 2005 is Monday, March 28th from 10 in the morning until midnight. And that is at the Arclight, 6360 West Sunset Boulevard in the Dome.
In the Dome. Jump online, buy tickets right now. They go on. So the moment I step out of this room, the page goes live and they can start buying
tickets. Fantastic. Cool. ViewSQ.com.
If you like any of the movies we've ever been involved with, this is the thing for you.
There you
or
go.
If
sounds
you
like
have
fun.
That much free money to just get rid of
it. Nothing to do.
Come back anytime, Kevin.
Thank you, sirs.
You bet.